And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of April, 2025. It's the birthday of Christine Korsgaard, born on this day in 1952. Christine Korsgaard is an American philosopher who is a professor of philosophy emerita at Harvard University. Korsgaard is an advocate of animal rights. She was a vegetarian for over 40 years and is now a vegan. In 2018, Korsgaard authored Fellow Creatures, Our Obligations to Other Animals, which argues that Kantian ethics supports animal rights. She has also given several lectures about animal rights, including the 2014 Yujiro Lectures on the Moral and Legal Standing of Animals. The first episode of No Bullshit Vegan Podcast, hosted by Karina Inkster, was on this day in 2018. Myth-busting and evidence-based advice to help you kick butt with your health and fitness on a vegan diet. Meet expert guests who use science to acquire knowledge about human fitness. Your host, vegan fitness coach and author Karina Inkster, sifts through the bullshit so you can focus on leveling up your health and fitness in ways that actually work. Karina has published 245 episodes of the No Bullshit Vegan Podcast so far. The publication of Tears of Battle, an Animal Rights Memoir by Brigitte Bardot, was on this day in 2019. An account of one woman's courage, caring, and generosity in the face of the inhumane. Brigitte Bardot, a global icon of French cinema, has used her fame to give a voice to those who cannot speak for themselves. Over the past 40 years, Bardot has evolved from an international film icon of the glamorous 60s to a crusader for animal rights, forming her own foundation, meeting with leaders from around the world, and lobbying for legislation to protect animals. In this poignant memoir, she uncovers the struggles of her decades-long battle. The publication of Forage and Feast, Recipes for Bringing Mushrooms and Wild Plants to Your Table, a cookbook by Chrissy Tracy, was on this day in 2024. Explore the bounty of the natural world through over 85 vegan recipes featuring foraged ingredients. In Forage and Feast, experienced forager and chef Chrissy Tracy takes you on a journey to discover and collect plants and fungi. Use the identification guides and nature photographs to help you forage, then cook your way through fall, winter, spring, and summer with recipes featuring the wild ingredients. No matter where you live, you'll be able to find recipe inspiration and universally useful foraging advice. From urban magnolia blooms and easy-to-find dandelions to golden chanterelles and sweet pawpaws, Chrissy shows you how to transform nature's treasures into vegan recipes everyone will love. Discover mouth-watering dishes like vegan morel fried chicken bites with dandelion hot honey in the spring, pulled jackfruit sliders with blackberry barbecue sauce in summer, crabapple crisp in the fall, shagbark hickory ice cream in winter. Interwoven with stories from Chrissy's own foraging and culinary experiences, and accompanied by lush photography, Forage and Feast is the perfect introduction to finding food in the natural world and turning it into something both beautiful and tasty. And here's a poem for today, Spring on the Hills, by Madison Julius Cowine. Ah, should I follow on the hills this spring as wild wings follow? Where wild plum trees make wan the hills, crabapple trees the hollow, haunts of the bee and swallow. In redbud brakes and flowery acclivities of berry, in dogwood dingles showery with white, where wrens make merry, or drifts of swarming cherry, in valleys of wild strawberries and of the clumped mayapple, or cloud-like trees of hawberries with which the south winds grapple, that brook and byway dapple. O spring, to seek yet find you not, to search yet never win you, to glimpse, to touch, but bind you not, to lose and still continue all evasion in you. O presence, like the primroses, again I feel your power. with rainy scents of dim roses like some elusive flower, who led me for an hour. Spring on the Hills by Madison Julius Cawine. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love the awakening spring.